Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man, Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you one of those guys who deep down is wondering, what in the hell am I doing with my life? When you get in the weeds, do you tend to isolate like a wounded animal? And how likely are you to really follow through on all of those goals? This week, revolutionary man Jason Gaddis and I dive into a solution for any guy who has ever felt stuck, isolated, and unable to follow through. We're talking about men's groups. Welcome to The New Man. Today, I've got Jason Gaddis. He's the creator of Revolutionary Man. Gaddis, welcome.
What's up, Trip? Thanks.
When we're going to be talking about men's groups, what are men's groups? What are they not? Why should you care? But before that, tell us a little bit about you, Jason.
Well, Trip, I run Revolutionary Man, which some of you know about. It's for smart, evolving, motivated guys who aren't afraid to dive into their own personal growth process and be the man they're capable of being, and who want to serve others fearlessly. So you can check out my blog at revolutionaryman.com/blog, chock full of solid, valuable resources. Also, next year, you guys should know that I'm running a 6-month-long personal growth training and for guys, 16 guys from all over the world. And we're going to be staying in a mountain home 3 weekends. It's going to be bizarre. It's going to be intense. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds like a reality show.
It is. No cameras, though.
No cameras. All right.
Not this time.
Not that you know about. Okay. So, we're talking about men's groups. And the very, very first New Man podcast was, we touched on the subject of men's groups. And I just want to be straight up, it sucked, in my opinion. We didn't really do it any justice. So you and I are back today to tackle this topic. And just, we were in a men's group together for years.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, so right off the bat, I get asked a lot, like, wait a minute, what's a men's group? You know, what is this for sissies? You know, do you guys, you sitting around naked and, you know, beating on drums and that kind of thing? And I'm like, yes, that's what we do.
Exactly.
We're all sitting around naked and beating on, what? Come on. So, I mean, what are we talking about here when we're talking about men's groups?
A men's group is really just a place for a guy to take his game in life to the next level. It's a group of guys sitting together in a circle every other week, maybe. They get together, challenge each other. They hold each other accountable. They call BS on one another. They help each other get clear and follow through with the things they say they're going to do. So it can be a really powerful experience to be in a men's group.
And that sounds like a good idea, but how would I know? I mean, how does a guy know that he may be, you know, steering towards wanting to get into a men's group? I mean, how does he know, like, man, I need to get into a men's group. This would help me. I've got these problems. What are we talking about here?
Well, look, let's face it. A lot of guys just go it alone. They just have been trying to figure it out for years, and it's not working. They're getting minimal results. They're going to their woman for support. They don't have a friend, basically, they can call and get real with. So yeah. Men's group, enter men's groups. And it's a place where this guy is finally ready to be like, all right, dude, I need to get help. I need to get a a band of brothers. I need to get a tribe of guys to surround me that have my back.
It's so, because so many guys are like a wounded animal. Whenever they get, you know, in the weeds about something, they're wounded. They like go off on their own and like, hey, I haven't seen Chuck in a while. What's right. going on with him?
He's in his cage.
Well, he's, you know, he's going through some stuff. You know, it's best to just kind of leave him alone. That actually is kind of normal.
That's the norm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And what we're saying here is like a men's group is a place where you would show up, and you're showing up regularly. So if you were to disappear, you'd actually have guys coming to your house with axes to come and break
beat you down,
break you out of your basement and get you out. But it really is about bringing that stuff to the surface and being more open. Like, hey, you know what? I'm struggling. I'm getting ready to go into bankruptcy, or I cheated on my wife, or whatever. You get to just kind of bring it to the table there.
Yeah. So we're talking about support, big time support.
Yeah,
guys.
Big time support there. And for a lot of guys that, you know, they're feeling stuck too. A lot of guys underneath it all are really wondering, beyond just like going to work every day and doing their normal kind of thing and taking care of the kids and blah, blah, blah. They're wondering, where in the hell am I going? I mean, what am I really doing with my life? And that's a pretty scary question for a guy, right?
Yeah. And they'll sit at work, and if they brought that up at work, the person at work might say, well, you know, what about your retirement? You should stay here, like stay stuck, basically. So yeah. they've kind of created it so the people in their life help keep them stuck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If your whole life is arranged around keeping you where you are, then, and if you're stuck, then guess what? It's going to kind of hold you to that norm. And a men's group is about asking some difficult questions and kind of poking and prodding each other. And it's a lot easier to look at a guy like Joe across the way and be like, man, Joe really needs to step up his game. He has so much more he could be offering. And you could give a guy that feedback, and vice versa, to receive that, to have other guys see what's possible for you and help you kind of get clarity about what it is you want to do. That's so key.
It's crucial. So if I'm in a men's group and I'm stuck, and I've been stuck for years, I've got maybe 8 or 10 guys around me that are going to help me get unstuck.
Plus, if most of the guys I found that do men's work are some pretty happening guys, they're way more open to other possibilities. They're gonna have a beat on other resources, books, workshops, coaches, all this kind of stuff. So when I show up in a men's group and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm stuck in this, I need some help. A lot of guys have some resources. They're like, hey, check this out, try this out, something that I wouldn't have normally gotten on my own out there in the world all by myself.
Right. And you're not going to get, if you come to the table with that, what you just said, you're not going to get shamed or made fun of because you're coming to the table with, I need some help here.
Right.
You're going to actually get people who respond to that call.
Right. Right. And then the third thing that's kind of a big deal is so many guys, you know, get this great idea that they want to do, and they get out of the gate pretty good, and then they just can't seem to follow through, whether it's, you know, starting a business or even just getting in shape, or, you know, I'm going to get back into music again, or just anything that really lights them up. It's really hard to get any traction going because, like we talked about earlier, your life's kind of got you set where you are, and it's easy to get stuck. So a men's group helps with accountability, right?
Yeah, that's the key word there, accountability. So if I've been trying to start that business for years and I just can't seem to get my website up, having a group of guys that call BS on me, that hold my hand, that point me to the right resources, that hold me accountable week after week to the goals, to what I say I'm going to do, is so helpful for me to actually get it done.
Got it. Got it. So the big, you know, the answers to the question are like, well, why should a guy give a shit about being in a men's group? Well, if a guy's looking to get more clarity, if a guy's looking to have some accountability in his life, if a guy wants to be challenged, like he's tired of being in a mediocre place. And if a guy needs some support from time to time, which we all will, then a men's group is a great, great solution for that.
Exactly.
So what is a men's group not? I mean, we kind of joked earlier about the whole kumbaya, naked guy, drum circle thing. And that actually is some men's group stuff. Some guys would say
that. You making fun of me?
Yeah, I'm making fun of you. So, and I've done it too, full disclosure. Damn it. I didn't want to say that, but it's true. But what is it not? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, it's definitely not what you said. It's also not group therapy. It's not a 12-step group. It's not a religious situation where there's some dogma coming from, you know, the patriarchal figure up top. And it's not like hanging out, drinking beers, watching the game together.
Yeah. And a lot of guys are really hungry for this. I've been in like business seminars and people ask me what I do. And I'm like, oh, well, I facilitate men's groups. Well, what's a men's group? And these are like millionaire guys, you know, like these big bigwig type dudes, and they're just like, "What are you talking about here?" And I'll explain, you know, a little bit about men's groups, and there's and then they'll all come up to me like one by one later on, and they're like, "Hey, where do right. I learn more about this?" Because they're hungry. Yeah, they really exactly. want to be with guys that they actually trust, that they're not just sitting around having small talk and bullshitting around. They really are hungry for real connection and real challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you and I both get tons of emails about men's groups, which is partly why we're having this conversation yes. right now. So guys are out there hungry. Ask yourself, am I hungry for deeper connection and the kind of support and kind of accountability that these guys are talking about here?
And I get asked a lot, you know, Trip, what do you do? What are some of the things that you do? You cover so many things on the show, but what are kind of the big things that really stick for you? And I always come back to men's groups. Like, yes, I have a meditation practice, and yes, I've gone on these retreats and read these books and all that kind of stuff. But the single most important thing I can look back on in my life has been participating in a men's group. And it's been the thing that's fueled the work that I do here on The New Man. But I can really look back and see there was a before Trip was in a men's group, and then after Trip was in a men's yeah. group. I can just see the difference for me.
Yeah, I wonder if you'd be willing to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was in, let's see, how old was I? I was in, you know, my mid to late 20s, maybe around 30 at this time. It was kind of a transition period, and I'd been running my own business for a while. I had a media production business, and I was a weekend rock star and traveling around with my band and doing all this stuff. On the outside, look, I had the life that guys would want to have, you know.
Yeah, like
I had the whole thing going. I had money in the bank, and I could get on stage and entertain people, and it was a lot of fun. But there was something missing. I knew that there was something else that could happen. And I knew it wasn't necessarily, you know, it didn't feel like it, you know, I didn't believe it was going to be if I just had this woman or if I just had these children. It was something deeper beyond that. Uh-huh. I started getting into like David Data and read Way of the Superior Man and started learning about these men's groups and that kind of stuff. And then participated in this men's group trip down in Costa Rica. Didn't know any of these guys down there. It was freaking the weirdest thing I'd ever done.
Awesome.
And I was challenged at that group. They're like, you know what? You're a leader. You're challenged to start and lead your own men's group for 3 years. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? There's no way I can do that. I live in this podunk town in North Florida. No one's going to be into men's groups. They're all going to laugh at me. They're going to think this is the weirdest thing in the world. And so I came back. I bought like 20 copies of Way of the Superior Man and handed them out to guys. Some guys never talked to me ever again. They thought that was the weirdest thing they could ever read. And yet a few guys came to me and they're like, this is cool. I'm ready. I want to do something. What are we talking about here? We just simply, you know, met regularly, picked a chapter in the book and would challenge one another and just push each other to kind of address these issues in our lives. So from that point on, I was a rocket taking off, because every week I had to show up and be the best guy I could be. Every week I felt accountable, not only to myself, but to the group to follow through on what I said I was going to do. And it was just, like I said, it was just rockets. Mm-hmm. And it changed my life big time. What about you? I mean, what was your thing like?
Well, similarly, I kind of, other people sort of said I had the life, but inside, man, I was hurting. I was a hurting puppy, and I just was a mess, and I had no access to my emotions. So, I mean, it was a long journey to get to a men's group, but it started with doing some therapy, going to graduate school, both group and individual therapy, so I could unlock myself. Eventually, I was ready for the next thing. I was really hungry for a men's group, but I was a little turned off by the sort of hippie kind of drumming and
kind
Native American
kind of
New Agey thing. And it just didn't fit for me. I wanted to be called out. I respond to that. And
calling bullshit, like,
yeah, like
cutting
through
the shit.
Exactly. Yeah. I was really hungry for that. I didn't have that in my life.
Okay.
So yeah, a group was starting here in Boulder, and I signed up, and it was freaking money. I mean, within weeks, same thing. Like I was a rocket, like catapulted my growth. I just got like, oh, this is what's possible with men when men get real with one another. Up to that point, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was in my 30s.
And I think one of the reason why groups are so successful at really having kind of long-term sustainable change and growth is because it's not a weekend workshop. It's not this one-time thing.
Right.
It's not this, well, all right, well, I got this retreat next month and I'm gearing up for that retreat. It's like, it's a regular part of your life, just like getting up and brushing your teeth and taking a piss. It becomes a regular part of your life to be the best guy you can be. And I always looked at that time in the group as my practice of being the best guy I could be. So that consistency was key.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, when you spend a large period of time with a group of guys, whether you're a sports team or whether you're out in the woods for a week or a month together, or you're doing an intensive of some kind over a period of years, you just get close to these people. You deal with conflict, you get in there, you have people that kind of piss you off and you work through that. You deepen and you learn how to really work through adversity. So yeah, it can be, I mean, it's really rich, especially if you stay with it and make it part of your routine, as you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of those things is that transparency, the thing that you were talking about being called out. So many of us just withhold, you know, we see Joe going through something or we see Joe being an asshole or something, and we just keep it to ourselves. We don't want to, you know, be a dick, or we just want to keep things polite, and we actually miss out on serving this guy. And so yeah, one of the things that happens in the group is a real commitment to being transparent and showing up with what's going on for you. And one of those rules is like, if you wouldn't say it to the guy's face, then don't say it. But also, you know, if you really want to say something, like if you get outside the group and be like, wow, that guy really needs to blah, 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 blah. It's like, serve him. There's a way that you can do that and have it serve you. And even if it's a total projection and it's totally bullshit and it's totally your thing, own it, and it's usually going to serve you just to get that clear and get that out of it. So that's a little kind of insight into what can happen into a men's group, of how it's different than just guys just hanging out and sitting around.
Yeah. And also at work, for example, we might be with people for years at our place of employment, but we often bite our tongues and not tell the truth at work because we don't want to rock the boat, or we're looking for maybe a promotion.
There's stuff on the line.
Yeah, there's stuff on the line. But in a men's group, it's like, man, the more you withhold that, the more it locks up the group, and you're also going to feel invited to share that. Whereas at work, it's probably the norm to like kind of withhold and suppress all your shit.
Right.
But in a men's group, it's like, dude, put it out there, get it out on the table. Let's go for it here.
I think that's why so many guys are hungry for this, is because they walk around biting their tongue all the time. They don't want to say this around their woman because they don't want to deal with their shit storm. They don't want to say this at work because it'll get them fired.
Yep.
So they're just like walking tea kettles, you know, getting ready to burst, you know? Yeah. So a men's group is a great place where you can exercise being transparent and fully expressed. One of the other things about a men's group is knowing you guys had my back, I feel like I could do anything. Yes. I was still going to have to be the guy to do it, but there was just something knowing that you guys were behind me. Mm. I could do it. I could dig deep and like, oh, those guys got my back. There's no way I could fail.
Yeah.
And I think that's really key for so many guys that are afraid of failure. They're afraid of success. They're afraid of whatever that next step might be. Knowing there's 8-10 guys that have your back, like really have you, is huge.
Huge. Yeah. Wow. As you were just saying that, I was like, man, I miss being in a men's group with you. I just got in touch with that. Like, damn. Yeah.
So a lot of guys, they'll look on the surface of a men's group and see, you know, it's kind of weird guys getting together and it's kind of secretive and it's closed. I can't go in unless I'm invited. What is this? Is this like some kind of cult thing? Or are you guys doing some kind of Da Vinci Code thing?
Right.
But really, all it's in service is those big things that we talked about four. What are those?
Yeah, the four things: clarity, accountability, challenge, and support.
Right.
Huge.
Clarity. What am I doing? Where am I going? What do I care about? What am I passionate about? Where do I feel a sense of purpose in the world? The group is going to help you get that information. Accountability. Obviously, if you put it out there, hey, this is where I want to be and this is what I want to do in this life, you're going to have some guys that are like, great, they're challenging you to step up. So where are you going to be next week? Where are you going to be the week after that?
Yep.
How are we going to hold you accountable?
Ongoing challenges. Yep. I challenge you to go to the gym 3 days a week. I challenge you to talk to your girlfriend about that difficult conversation. I challenge you to start your business tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And challenge can even just step up to being the best guy you can be.
Right.
When you kind of hide out, you know, you're kind of in ghost mode over there, dude. What's going on? Why? But then I felt you like really stand up and be big. You know, that's how the group served me. I would go into ghost mode and then you'd talk to me outside of the group. And you're like, Jesus, man, we're like, what's going on? And so you guys challenged me to show up more and more. And I was in this place of just like, oh, well, I don't have a place. Like, it just challenged all of my beliefs that I wasn't big enough to take up space in the group, all of this kind of junk. And it gave me an opportunity to see all that stuff of like, how do I make myself small?
Yep.
So challenge, key, like beautiful.
It's crucial. And that brings up like guys aren't often aware of their potential, and other men, surround yourself with 8 guys. They see it. They see what you don't see.
Right.
And they call forward the best in you. if I'm playing small and everyone's like, bro, you're so much more talented than that, what are you doing? It's kind of a, it's a shock. I'm like, oh, it wakes me up out of my trance.
Wait, why would they see me this way? Like, I mean, and like all of them, why would eight guys see me this way? And I can't see it. You know, that's our blind spot. And it's not just the, like the dumb things we do, but also our greatness that we can't seem to get. And, and the group will support you into stepping into that.
Which is the fourth one, of really supporting the best in each man and supporting you when times are hard, supporting you when times are great. Men, again, we go it alone. And so to have someone that has my back, multiple men that have my back, is just, it's made such a big difference.
And support kind of, you know, for a lot of guys is difficult. They like to think that they can do it alone. And if you're really wanting to live the best life you can live, look at like some professional athletes, and we talk about like Tiger Woods or Lance Armstrong or some of the other guys that every day they got to get out and do their thing by themselves, but they're not by themselves. I mean, no. We're just talking about them professionally, but the reality is that they've have teams of people behind them that are challenging them and pushing them and telling them, here's how you could be better, and here's how I can support you to be better. They're not doing it alone. And for some reason, the guy at home thinks he has to do it alone.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. LeBron James is not going it alone. That guy would be nobody if he didn't have a team passing the ball to him.
Right.
He'd be nobody. You can't play basketball alone. You don't get any awards, or there's not a big, you don't make a lot of money doing it alone, shooting hoops by yourself.
Yeah, and nobody can fart for you, but at the same time, you have to be your guy. You have to do your thing, but you don't have to necessarily be an island unto yourself. So that's a great kind of distinction for most guys, is they want to take responsibility and be their own man and all that kind of stuff. And the reality is like, and you have people that have your back.
Yeah, I want to challenge all the men out there right now. I challenge you to get a men's group going. I challenge you to get out of your solo mentality. This, like, I can do it by myself.
I talk to guys that they'll email me, and are the, you know, maybe the coaching clients, and like, you know, I want to get this going in my life, and I just can't seem to get it going. And I'm like, well, what's your support system like? Like, who do you have that has your back? And they've got nothing.
Right.
Like, how do you expect to do that? Like, the best in the world have dudes, have lots of people that have their back in order to get things going. There are no Lone Rangers. Lone Rangers only get so far.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful romantic notion, but it's absolute bullshit.
It's nonsense. So knock it off is what we're saying.
Okay, here's the big takeaways. Number one, a men's group is quite simply about helping men be the best they can be, whatever that may be. That's it. In a nutshell, the group provides each man with clarity, accountability, challenge, and support. Number two, a typical group may consist of anywhere between 4 to 12 guys and meet every other week for a few hours. Part of a group's effectiveness is meeting regularly and often. Number three, the men's group that Jason and I are describing isn't tied to any particular religious doctrine or belief. There's no authority to answer to. Again, it's just about helping men be the best they can be. Number four, a men's group can be effective for many reasons. Unlike a one-off weekend workshop or retreat, a consistent group becomes a part of your life. Each participant gets to frequently practice being the best he can be. Within a men's group, blind spots are identified and can no longer sabotage your efforts. Resources for problem solving are shared, and the notion that you have to do anything all on your own is destroyed. Number five, if you have a fear of failure, imagine what would be possible knowing that a group of guys had your back, win or lose. In my opinion, this is one of the most powerful benefits of being in a group. And number six, a men's group will help you see your own greatness and potential. So many times, we habitually focus on our shortcomings. Having others around to keep us in check and point out where we are valuable can make life much more fulfilling. So Gaddis just challenged you to get out of your rut there, your solo way of doing things, and to start a men's group. And you may have been kicking around like, well, how in the hell am I supposed to do that? Jason and I stepped up and have created a course for you. It's called Men's Group 101.
Tripp and I have gotten so many emails about, well, how do I get one going?
Do you know of a men's group in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tripp? And I'm like, man, I wish I did.
Right.
I get so many emails and I'm like, man, I can't help this guy out. I don't really know what to do. I don't know any people in Boston that have a group going. And so we were like, we got to do something.
So Tripp approached me and said, let's do this. And it's like, okay, it's time. It's time we do this. So we put together this killer men's group 101 product.
And it's very basic. It's like I said, it's 101, and it's the nuts and bolts you need to get something off the ground and get you going. And it's basically, here it is. I mean, it's a DVD that contains four video courses. It's got an ebook reference guide. It's got checklists and PDF files for organizing your group and leading the group. And we've also included an 8-meeting curriculum, which is MP3 files of the New Man podcast and worksheets to go along. So each week or each, you know, before each meeting, the group's going to listen to a show on this topic and kind of go into like, huh, what's that for me? What would be a challenge for me? What would I like to have possible for me in this area of my life? And then the group helps you stay accountable to that, helps you get create a challenge and stay accountable. So, and that's going to impact all areas of your life: fitness, money, sex, relationships, your purpose, figuring out those damn limiting beliefs, your integrity, your spirituality. So,
yeah, I mean, this curriculum is just, the curriculum alone in this is huge. To be able to like dive in with a group of guys around every topic in your life, from sex, money, relationships, career, and really go there, go the distance with a group of guys around these, and then get the clarity and the challenge and the support, the accountability around that is massive.
And there's even a video of me and Jason facilitating the group that you can use within your group. So you pop it up on your computer and you press play and we do a little thing with you, and then you press pause and then, you know, the group kind of does its thing. So we're trying to eliminate every
excuse. We covered every base, including if you live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma, or you live in, you know, BFE, wherever, Canada, and your thing is, I don't have any guys in my town because there's only 150 people in this cow town. Well, guess what? You can get on the phone. We have a phone resource so that you can get meet other guys online and over the phone and get a phone group going. And the great thing about this is it eliminates a lot of wasted time spending weeks and weeks trying to figure out what's our purpose, what's our structure. We just outline it very simply for you. You just follow the structure.
What did we figure out? Between the two of us, we have like 18 years experience doing the men's groups. So I've been in so many like sticky, like crappy places because there wasn't clarity and agreements made up front. We made a checklist and a questionnaire so guys can get clear on this stuff before the even meetings start.
Right.
You've got a shared reality about where things are going and what you're doing. And that will save you. Trust me, man. I wish I had this so many times.
Right?
So you're going to save a ton of time and you'll be up and running and really bringing positive change to your life very quickly. Head over to www.mensgroup101.com/the new man. That's mensgroup101.com/the new man for some free videos, including the very first class of the course, which is yours as a gift from us. Jay, thanks for coming on the show. Good luck with the revolutionary man and this crazy ass. You're like the special ops guy. You pick those guys that are really wanting to really push their edge. They're not really wanting to stay comfortable and do something that fits nicely into their schedule. These are the guys that are really hungry for something deep, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Guys that are hungry, ready to go for it. Let's do it.
Okay. So revolutionaryman.com. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Trip.
Be sure to visit mensgroup101.com/the new man for some free videos and more information on men's groups. Thanks for listening.